ध्यायामोदवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् Yeah, so in the previous day, like we saw Krishna talking about a person, like as to how what a sadhaka should do. Manasamyamya matchitto yukta asita matparaha. So we'll just like discuss the practicality of such a thing. Like we have been discussing that for a few days. But today, like for half an hour, we'll try to discuss the practicality or like how practical it is. So today, like people are many people of the world are kind of distracted or in a way deluded, and like we should give thanks to many words of. Mahatma, the great people, like which have been misunderstood as well. So many Mahatma's words have been like misinterpreted or misunderstood. So there is a book of Swami Vivekananda called Practical Vedanta. So of course, like the times have changed quite a lot. That Vedanta, which itself is Vedanta itself means. It is practical. Vedanta, like how much more practical can be anything other than Vedanta? Vedanta is the most practical thing that is possible. Because Vedanta means experience of Brahman. Experience means direct experience of Brahman. Brahman as like present in this entire world. The entire world present as Brahman. How much more practical can we be? But times have changed quite a lot that today Vedanta is no longer practical at all, and therefore a person like Swami Vivekananda has to say like there is something called practical Vedanta. Practical Vedanta. So today people run behind such practicality. So practicality also, like when we try to imagine practicality of Vedanta, like what we generally consider practicality of Vedanta or spirituality is like just doing some sadhana. Of course, that is how we perceive it. We think like the sadhana, the various sadhana, the various practices, spiritual practices that we do, like japam, dhyanam, bhajanam, yogam, karma, and all those. So many of the practices have become practical. Or practical Vedanta have to be has been confused with practical Vedanta. That's not the case. Vedanta is the most practical thing. Vedanta itself means remembering Brahman. There is no Vedanta without Brahman. When we remember Brahman, or when we remember Advaitam, Advaita Bhavam, or Advitiya Satyam, that everything, this entire world is pervaded in and out by Ishvara. When we remember that, that is practical. It's all already practical, because that itself is experience. There is nothing other than an experience. Like people think, oh, I know everything is Brahman, so then like how do I experience it? We cannot experience Brahman. Brahman is not an experience. Brahman is not an experience like worldly objects, because Brahman is the subject. Brahman is the basis of objects. How can it be objectified? Brahman can never be objectified. Brahman is when we are able to keep in mind. That's why manasamyamya matchitto. In the mind, as we saw earlier, uddhared atmanatmanam na atmanam avasadayet atmaiva hi atmano banduhu atmaiva ripura atmanah. Everything is in the mind. Nothing is external. In Vedanta, like we see that like everything is mental perspective. So, drishtim jnanamayim kratva pashyet brahmamayam jagat. When we have vision of knowledge, vision of truth, then we see this entire world as filled with Ishvara, filled with Brahman. And when we don't have vision of knowledge, we see this world as dual objects. Both are a mental perspective. Both are like a something that happens in the mind, not external. Externally, nothing changes. So people think practices or external experiences can be Brahman. So like there was a question like in Michigan, like where a person was asking Amma about siddhis, about spiritual experiences. So many people like are running behind such experiences. So whenever somebody says, okay, are you a spiritual person? Do you do dhyanam? Yeah, I do dhyanam. When you do dhyanam, like do you fly in space? Does your body levitate? People have asked. People ask that, like people think it that way as well. That is just a siddhi. It is just like another miracle in this miraculous world. This world itself is miraculous. What more siddhi than this world which doesn't exist, like existing? Anything is possible here. Maya, we saw earlier in Maya Panchakam. So that agadita gatana padiyasi maya. Maya is something which creates like or makes impossible possible. So that is the very nature of maya. Then like what to be like what to think great about, like the body levitating or gaining travel through space, as we discussed in the previous days. So all those are siddhis. Siddhis like will come, siddhis will go. Today siddhis are there, tomorrow siddhis will definitely vanish, because siddhis are also like, siddhis are also temporary. You are giving your own opinion. And in the Yoga Shastram, this is not there. So Yoga Shastram, the Yoga Darshanam, or like what we call generally as Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga. So that is where like through those practices is where we experience or we get these siddhis. So Patanjali Maharshi in the Yoga Darshanam, itself, Patanjali Maharshi says very clearly, Te samadav upasargaha vyutthane siddhayah. Siddhis like are like born out of thoughts. So as we saw earlier in this chapter, Sarva sankalpa sanyasi yoga rudah tada uchyate. So nahi asanyasta sankalpo yogi bhavati kashchana. So without like sankalpa tyagam, like what Patanjali says, sankalpa tyagam is just renunciation or negation of thoughts. But thoughts, like if we don't have to negate thoughts, just knowing that objects of the world are illusions will make thoughts also non-existing, as good as non-existing, because thoughts are about objects of the world. If objects of the world are illusion, then thoughts about the objects of the world will also become illusions, which means such thoughts are no thoughts. They are as good as not there. Like Amma says, like putting like zeros, many zeros. It doesn't matter how many zeros we put, unless we have a one at the end, it doesn't really matter. So Patanjali says a different way, but still Patanjali says, Vyutthane Siddhayah. These siddhis means like when the thought process becomes like we cultivate certain thought processes like in a way thought processes get matured, they take a distinct form, they take a very clear form, then it becomes a siddhi. So there also thoughts, focus is on thoughts, thoughts are there, therefore such siddhis are also obstacles to samadhi. Samadhi means removing thoughts, negation of thoughts. Siddhis means thoughts are there. So automatically siddhis are obstacles to samadhi. Siddhis are obstacles to Vedantic moksha or Vedantic samadhi as well. Why? Because Siddhi itself means like we are focused on some like objects or some things being real in the world. Some experiences being real. So when we think experiences are real, we don't have sarva sankalpa sannyasam. Sankalpa tyagam is not there. Therefore, such siddhis are obstacles to moksha. Such siddhis will take us away from moksha. There is no doubt in this regard. So that means, since Patanjali himself says, it is very clear that siddhis, any experiences are not the self. Experiences are not the self. So this has to go into a seeker again and again, because the different people, they're depending on a person's mental state, depending on a person's practices, depending on how a person does sadhana and all, people might get siddhis. Some people might get a beautiful voice. Some people might get a beautiful body. Some people might be able to get a hint about other people's minds, reading other people's minds. Some other people might get control of food. Yet others may be able to levitate a little bit. So all those are experiences. Experiences are not the self. Even when we experience, when we are able to experience, or when we experience go near a spiritual master like Amma, so we whatever we experience even there, those are all siddhis. Siddhis means they are temporary. The meaning of siddhis is that they are temporary. So anything that is temporary cannot give us moksha. That is not moksha. They are just temporary. Experiences cannot give us moksha. Experiences cannot take us towards realization. Never can they take us towards realization. So unless this becomes very clear, a seeker might run behind experiences, external experiences, even experience of anandam, experience of this world pervaded by Brahman. Trying to say, Krishna says that Prashanta Atma, the mind will become calm. I am waiting for such a time. I am waiting to see such an experience. It's not an experience at all. It is the state of mind. It is just a state of mind. State of mind is not an experience. It is mental. Experiences are outside the mind. Experiences are projections of the mind. When the mind is calm, there is nothing to project. If there is nothing to project, then how can there be an experience? It can never be an experience. It is just a state of mind. It is just merely remembering that everything is one Ishvara. So that is very practical. That is so practical because it is just a mental state. That which is just mental, that which is as we have been discussing in the previous days. So that which is just in the mind, that which requires just a mental thought and doesn't depend on external world, which means doesn't depend on external conditions. So external conditions, it doesn't depend on whether we have power, or whether we are we are doing or it is daytime. It doesn't depend whether we have money. It doesn't depend whether we are awake, we are dreaming, we are sleeping. So it doesn't depend on any of those. It is independent. It is totally independent. Since it is totally independent, it is very, very practical. It is most practical. It is most practical, but it is not a practice. It is just a state of mind. Of course, in order to get that state of mind, we may have to do some practices, but it is practical, it is just in the mind. So, then how can we make this possible? So, in order to make this possible, as we saw, it is just a mental state. So, that means the mind has to stick on Brahman. One or the other way, we have to fix the mind on Ishvara. Whether it is Ishvara, we call it Ishvara, whether we call it Vishnu, Shiva, it doesn't matter. Whatever way, whether it is through a form, let's say we like forms. So we cannot contemplate on the formless or Nirgunam, then it is fine, it doesn't matter. If we are contemplating on a particular form, making that form pervade the world, that is what has to be done. when we are able to see that form pervade this entire world, when we are able to see, like when we are able to mentally each moment perceive, like in a way perceive, it's not external perception, but we are able to keep in mind that, like that form is present everywhere, as Eduthachan says, Yadunnu Kangiladu Narayana Pratima, Yadunnu Kelkiladu Narayana Shrutigal, Yadunnu Cheyagiladu Narayana Archanagal, Yadunnadagiladu Narayanayanama. So whatever is seen is Narayana's Pratima, Yadunnu Kangiladu Narayana Pratima, Yadunnu Kelkiladu Narayana Shrutigal. Like whatever is like seen is Narayana's form, whatever is heard is Narayana's words, Yadunnu Cheyagiladu Narayana Archanagal, whatever we do is an archana to Narayana, Yadunnadagiladu, whatever is there, that is Narayana. Whether Narayana, Shiva, Vishnu, like Devi, Krishna, Ganapati, Kartikeya, it doesn't matter who, it doesn't matter which form, like, but pervading that form, like, or that form has to pervade this entire world. That is what a sadhaka has to try. That is what a sadhaka has to do. So when that happens, like when we are able to do that, like Vedanta is implemented. When Vedanta is implemented, implemented means it has become practical. When Vedanta has become practical, then like what happens as a result of practical Vedanta or Vedanta, implementation of Vedanta is Anandam. So like since this is just again like a repetition again, so since this is just a mental state, so since it is just a mental state, therefore it is very, very easy. It is very simple. It is very easy. It doesn't require any effort at all. So as Krishna says, susukam kartum, susukam kartum. It is very simple to implement. Like it is very simple. Susukam kartum. Krishna says susukam, very simple. He doesn't say sukam. Sukam means easy. Susukam means like very easy. So it is very easy to implement. Like it is the easiest thing to implement. There are many things in the world like which are kind of very tough to implement or tough to do. If we have to get a job, like if we have to get a house, like if we have to get to a particular place, like today if we have to get to places like in airports and all, more checking, more security has become more. So everything has become more today, like everything is kind of tough today, nothing is easy today, everything requires a lot of effort. If like even like it's gone are the days like maybe earlier, like we had times like when like students, like for students, like students, if they have to learn a topic or they have to succeed in a particular class, it was very easy earlier. But today it's very tough. Syllabus is kind of very tough. So things are very tough today. Today like everything is very, very tough. So everything is very tough today. So like amidst all these tough things, all these things which are kind of very tough, things which are very complex, Vedanta is very, very simple. It is susukam, as Krishna says, it is susukam kartum. It is very, very easy. It is very simple. It is just like a mental vision, mental state, like in the mind, trying to remember, trying to keep in mind that everything is one Ishvara. And of course, like any amount of words that it is very easy will not like kind of convince us. Anybody can say it is easy. Like a person can say that driving a car is very easy. So saying is different. Like that, those are all theory. So saying like we will not be convinced when somebody says okay, it is very easy. We should know that somebody has done it or people are doing it. So if we look in the world, we will always find spiritual masters, like people like who have implemented it. Any time, like irrespective of the century, irrespective of when, irrespective of where, we will always find Mahatmas, like Mahatmas like Amma, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Ramana Maharshi and others, like we will find, we will see that like there are many people like who have implemented it, who are implementing it over and over again. And like so that there is like direct proof that this implementation of Vedanta, practicality of Vedanta, Vedanta is practical, Vedanta is possible. We can see from all these examples, all these people who are constantly implementing. Such spiritual masters are not implementing Vedanta like once a day, once in a week or once in a month. Like they are implementing it continuously. Every moment, like each and every moment, like such spiritual masters are living this truth. And through living this truth, they are experiencing bliss as well. When tsunami hit, like it hit Amma's ashram as well. But rather than like worrying about saving her ashram, Amma was worried about saving the villages there, saving people around. So that is, there itself we can see like that vision of oneness, like considering everybody as one or everybody as her own, herself. She was able to do that. And she was not sad at all. There was no sorrow at all. Amma was very happy, very blissful. She was only sad that people are suffering. Like for her, she was very happy that she was able to help out others. So we see like Mahatmas also, like all Mahatmas doing that. Krishna tried to help like all the people. Like Krishna went to the extent of going as a Duta in order to avoid the Mahabharata Yuddham. And like he didn't just go as a Duta alone. There it didn't end. Krishna also tried. He tried to like negotiate. He said, okay, like just give me like one kingdom somewhere. And then like one village, five houses, and then finally one house. And then 1 feet of land. Krishna asked like 1 feet of land. And still Duryodhana said, no, I will not give you even particles and particle. That was what like Duryodhana's words were. So, such spiritual masters are always implementing this and they are able to remain blissful in all situations, in all environment, in all conditions. And like whenever there are problems in the world, earthquake, tsunamis. So, there are many, many problems in the world today. Like weather is there. There are other financial crises. Unemployment rates are increasing. The money value is like kind of going down. So there are many problems in this world. Amidst all these problems, there still are people like Amma, Balakrishna Nair and others who are able to remain very blissful. So this shows or this tells us that it is very well possible. It is clearly possible to implement Vedanta. And such implement is like practicality. It is practical. And practicality of such an implementation is very much possible. And if a sadhaka tries to do it. So if a sadhaka eka dvitri kshaneneva vikalpasya nirodhanam kramena abhyasyatam yatnat brahma anubhava kankshibihi. So Shankara says in Laghu Vakya Vritti that a person who seeks eternal bliss, such a person should try that sankalpa nirodhanam getting rid of sankalpa. Such a person should try like for 1 second, 2 seconds, and then slowly increase it. So we can definitely do that. Like we may not be able to like all of a sudden like contemplate on like Ishvara, contemplate on Brahman, like all of a sudden like try to implement it throughout, like it may not be possible, but it is very much possible through practice, abhyasam. In this chapter itself, like there are shlokas, like later like Krishna will say that like it is very tough to control the mind. The mind is not something which can be controlled easily, but abhyasam, through proper practice, a person will be able to experience or implement it very easily. So we can try. Like if we try to implement it like once a day or twice a day, we'll see that it is very much possible it is very easily possible, and it will give us anandam each and every moment we implement it. So, like, then we will be able to face all problems with a smiling face. Song of Amma is Mandahasa Vadane. So, Mandahasa Vadane, if one whose face, like, it has a smile always, so we'll be able to maintain such a smile. Such a smiling face, like, just imagine such a state, like, where we are able to, like, have a smiling face. So today, like, the President of the United States might be very happy. Why? Healthcare bill has been passed. But if it is not passed, tomorrow election, like, he loses, then the smiling face will, the smile in the face will vanish. So that is not the case. That is not the case, like, when a person implements Vedanta. When a person implements Vedanta, then the smile in the face will always be there. It is something that will be, it is something like which will be kind of part of our life. And the fruit will be like immense bliss. And it is very practical. There is nothing more practical, because it is just a mental state. That which is like just a mental state, it is the most practical. It is the most easy to implement as well. So therefore, why all this practicality and all? So practicality is essential, so that like we are able to give it a shot. We don't like walk away. Like we don't say that, oh, I can't do it, like, or it is impossible. Like, it is impossible, I can't do it, and all those, like, we should not make all those, like, statements. We should try. After trying, if we are not able to implement, then we can say, like, oh, I tried, but it didn't work out. And, like it is Vedanta's conviction. It is each and every Vedantin's conviction that, when a person tries to implement it, a sadhaka will be able to implement it very easily with not much effort. Like, it will be very easily implemented, very easily be implemented. So that is the conviction. Therefore, we should try it at least. Like, if not throughout the entire day, because like we'll be busy with work and other stuff. So it's, if not the entire day, for the entire day, we should at least try implementing this. For just a few moments, like once a day or twice a day or two or three times a day, like when we are able to keep in mind, like when we are able to have some mental gap or mental peace, we should try to implement it. Like, we will be able to implement it maybe like before food, or like after getting up in the morning, or like before going to bed. So sometimes like that, like two or three times a day, we should try to implement it. It will be very easily able to implement it. So we should try it. We should not stay away, like, or we should not run away from this, saying that it is very tough, because the fruit that awaits us is anandam. At least that should make us, or that should help us towards progressing or towards implementing Vedanta, if not anything else. So may Amma bless us, so that like we may be able to implement Vedanta, which is the most practical thing, and thereby like make our lives like kind of very blissful, so that like we are able to experience bliss each and every moment, like we are remembering Ishvara, and like our life becomes blessed as well. So may Amma bless us for the same. I'm sorry for today, like we'll continue in the next shloka, see the next shloka in the next day. Namaskar.